evening. I hope you're well. I hope you're happy. Please join me in saying the Anna Bekoach. Anna Bekoach, Gedula Chimincha, Tatir, Tzerura, Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi. The gematria of these six letters, 506, is the same gematria as the phrase Ahavat Hinam, unconditional love. Kabel rinat amcha sagvenu taharenu nora. Kufre Shayan, Sin Tet Nun. These six letters spell two Hebrew words, Sha'ar Ketan. Tear up the negativity. They can be rearranged to spell two other Hebrew words. Sha'ar Ketan, small gates. And this is a hint to remind us to guard our gates, our eyes, our ears, our nose, our mouth, which are the gates to our soul. Na gibor dorshe Yehudecha kevavat shamrem. Nun gimel dalet yud kaf shin. The first three letters, Nun gimel dalet, has a gematria of 57, which is the Hebrew word zan, which means parnasa or sustenance. Yud Kaf Shin is a sequence that allows us to take back the energy we've given to the negative side through our mistakes. Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sidkatecha Tamid Gamlem. Betetresh, Tzadi Taf Gimel. This sequence connects us to the Sphira of Netzach. And part of the essence of Netzach is eternal victory. Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Na'el Gadatecha. Chet Kuf Bet Tet Nun Ayin. This sequence, these six letters, connect us to the Sphira of Hod. And the main essence of Hod is appreciation, thankfulness. What are you thankful for? Yachid ge'e Lamcha p'nei Zokre kedushatecha. Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf. This sequence allows us to speed or help speed the spreading of the wisdom of Kabbalah during this, the sixth millennium. It's also the sequence that we utilize for the month of Sivan. The two letters, Resh and Zion, the Resh that created the planet Kohav, or Mercury, and the Zion that created the constellation Tuamim, and also the Hebrew month of Sivan. Together, these letters, Resh and Zion, spell the word Raz, which is Hebrew for secret, and they have a gematria together of 207, which is the same gematria as the word Or, which means light. Shavatenu kabel ushma tziakatenu yodea ta'alumot shin kufav tzadiyutaf. The first two letters, shin and kuf, have a gematria of 400, which represents the four worlds with their 10 sephirot within 10 sephirot. That is the perfection. 100 is considered a perfect number. Vav Tzadi Yud Taf has a gematria of 506. And as you'll remember from the first verse, 506 is unconditional love. And we learn from this that the only route to perfection is through the injection of love into every aspect of our lives. And the eighth verse we say silently, which is really a whisper, so that someone standing next to me cannot hear it. But I can hear my words that I will say out loud for the purposes of teaching. Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuto Le'olam Vayed. Tonight we're reading from the Zohar, from the portion Behalotcha, or Beha'alotcha, which means to raise up. Similar to last week's portion of Naso, which is means the same thing, two different words, not exactly the same. Before we begin, does anybody have any questions? I'm reading from the portion of Bahalot. Beha'alotcha, section 25, titled, Yet the Elohim does not give him power to eat of it. Verse number 140. Vayhi noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kodenei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kodeneihu. Ribi Abba hava yativ lelya chad vela'ei beoraita. V'chavo ime Rabbi Yosef v'Rabbi Hizkia Amar Rabbi Yosef kama inun b'nei nasha taki yifu liba dila mashkehe b'bile dehahu alma kilum Amar Rabbi Abba bas bisra l'diliba Yachida bekol shafe gufaka aved lon patach v'amar yashra'a asheraiti tachat hashemesh v'rabahi al ha'adam yeshra'a da'ihi
Tuv pabisha deliba, tuva elishalta bemile, te hai alma vila ashkach, bemile te hahu alma midi. Rabbi Abba was sitting one night studying Torah. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Hiskia were present with him. Rabbi Yossi said, "How hard-hearted are the people that they do not pay attention to that world's matters at all." Rabbi Abba said, "It is the evil in the heart which infects all the organs of the body that does this to them." He opened the discussion saying, "There is an evil which I have seen under the sun, and it is heavy upon men." A verse from Kohelet. There is an evil, that is the evil force in the heart, that wishes to rule this world's matters, and does not pay attention at all to the matters of that world. Is this a verse that's talking about politics? Is this a verse that's talking about men seeking honor from other men? What is the evil that is in our heart? Why elsewhere in the Torah is our heart called a heart of stone? What is the meaning of that? In the portion of Pinchas, written at least 1,000 years ago, but I think 2,000 years ago, in that portion it describes how the fats, or what we call today cholesterol, is sent from the liver to the heart, and that there are two types of fats, one that is eaten by the fat and one that is eaten by the other organs. This is what's known as good cholesterol and bad cholesterol. This was all revealed to us on Mount Sinai. This was all known to the Jewish sages. It's taken science 50 years. Only in the last 50 years has this been determined. But what is the good fats that are a little less dense and therefore the heart can accept them as nourishment and stops the clogging of the arteries? What is the evil in our hearts? Verse 141. Amayi ra'a kera divatre okach dikivi shasher yiten lo ha'elohim osher unkasim v'gomer chai kira kashira kevan diktiv v'enenu chaser l'nafsho mikol asher yitaveh amai v'lo yashlitenu ha'elohim le'ekol mimenu de'ha'eno chaser l'nafsho kelum ela raza ihu v'kol miloi Vishlomo Malkam Mitlabishan Inun Bemilin Acharanin Kemile Dioraita Dinun Mitlabishan Besipure Alma. He inquires, "Why is the heart evil?" He responds, "The following verse proves this. A man to whom the Elohim has given riches and wealth." This verse is difficult, since it says, "so that he lacks nothing for his soul of all that he desires." Why then does it say, "yet Elohim does not give him power to eat of it," seeing that he is not lacking for anything himself? He responds, "It is a secret, and all of King Solomon's sayings are clothed with other words. They are like sayings of the Torah that are clothed with stories pertaining to this world. Verse 142. Tachati aagi divainan leistakla bilvusha hashta chaykira haki ka'amar debarnashazil behai alma vayahiv lekudsha berichu utra beginde yizke beile alma diate veishtar legabe kirin my kirin hahu dihu kayam dihu atar leitzara beinishmata begimel kaf baile ashara abat re lechai kirin lechai kirin yikabele batar deipok mehai alma. Come and see. It is necessary to look at the garment, which is worldly stories, meaning that although you cannot understand the verse out of its simple context, this verse now says this: when a person goes about in this world, the Holy One, blessed be He, gives him riches in order to merit the world to come, and he will have the capital of his money left over for himself. What is that capital? That money that endures forever. That is a place in which to store the soul. He therefore is required to leave behind him that capital, and this capital will be received by him after departing from the world. I don't think many of us can truly understand what this verse is describing. Rather than discuss it here, I want to read on to see if it becomes a little more clarified. Verse 143. Begin dehai keren hu ilana dechaye dehahu alma vela kaima behai alma elahahu ibadinafik mine viyad Ibadi le akil barnash dezake bechai alma ve'akeren kaima le lehahu alma lemizke be bechayin ilain dileila. This capital is the tree of life of that world, which is there on pin, but is not present in this world, except for the fruits that come out of it. Therefore, one eats in this world the fruits that he merits, and the capital is kept for him in that world to gain with it the higher life above. Let's continue one more. Verse 144. Umanda saiv karme viit meshach batar garme velete chaser ven lenafshe ulgarme kilum vehahu ilana ishtar vela shavye lekav vile binchilu ulkabela leile ela kedain velo yashli tenu Elohim le'ekol mimenu u'mizke behahut ra v'day yishacher yok lenu kadak yakin v'tzadik v'yilbash begimel kaf v'e barnash l'mizke v'mayd yachiv le'kutsha b'richu behahu alma ukdein ik akil mine behai alma veishte ar legabe hahu keren le alma achara le mecheve tzerora bitzrora dechaye amar rebi yosei vadai. For he who contaminates himself and is carried away after his own good and does not deprive his soul and body of anything, that tree stays, which is their unpin, but he does not place it in front of him with awe, so as to receive it above. Then yet Elohim does not give him power to eat of it, the verse from Kohelet, and gain this will. Certainly a stranger eats it. As is written, he may prepare it, but the just shall put it on. Therefore a person needs to merit and gain in that world through that which the Holy One, blessed be He, gives him. Then he eats from it in this world, and the capital remains by him for the other world, so that he will be tied up in the bundle of life. Rabbi Yossi said, most certainly, this is so. I'm not sure it's clear to all. God gives us everything that we need. Yes, there are people who are poor in this world. But God gives us everything that we need. Not necessarily everything we want. And by giving us everything we need, the verse in Kohelet is saying, but he may not give us the ability to eat of it, to enjoy it. Why would he give us something and then not give us the power to enjoy it, the power to eat it? The verses talked about he may not have awe. First off, what God gives us is the mitzvot, the ability to make connection between the tree of life and the physical world, between the tree of knowledge, good and evil, and the tree of life. This is what the mitzvot do. This is what God gives us, everything that we need. So if we do them, we receive benefit in this world. We eat in this world. But if we don't have awe, awe of Hashem, awe of heaven, awe of what we need to be appreciative for, then we will have the effect of our mitzvot in the next world with the inability to use it properly. That will ultimately be corrected in the next cycle, as we are in the second cycle, and there are seven cycles. But ultimately, we could fix all cycles at once, and so we may not have another cycle. But if even one soul does not do tshuva about appreciation, then there will be another cycle for that soul. Verse 145. Tu amar Rabbi Yose, Ketiv im kaka, at ose, li hargini na vegomer, veki Moshe deihu, anav mikol bnei alma, begin deshailu, Mine Yisrael lemekol masar, garme lemita, amai amar Rabbi Abba, hai mila oli ifta, viraza ila ahihu, Moshe la avish kame vila sha'al, lemita al hatesha ilu, Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi said that it is written, and if you deal thus with me, kill me, I pray you, out of hand. He inquires, did Moses, who was the most modest in the world, allow himself to get killed just because Israel were demanding from him food to eat? Why? Rabbi Abba said, I have learned this matter, and it is a great secret. Moses did not get angry for himself and did not ask to be killed on account of Israel's demand to eat meat.
give you some background on this verse is going in, but these verses are going to discuss Moses twice in the Torah. God says he's going to kill the Jews for everything wrong that they do. And he tells once, he says, Moses and Aaron, I'm going to build a nation from you. And one, he just says it to Moshe. And at both of these points in the Torah, the attributes of mercy, first 13 and then 9, come into play and is explained. But the Zohar elsewhere in this section is telling us that Moses got angry at the Jews. And he's saying, this verse is saying he didn't get angry for himself, but because of Moses angry, what it says earlier in the Zohar, because of Moses is getting angry, that was the cause of him not being able to go into the land. And it's somewhat difficult to understand, but we are taught that the Tzaddikim are held to a much higher standard than we are. It is human to get angry, but we are to rise to a level where we are not human. We are higher than the angels. The level that Moses reached, and for him to get angry at that level, is so wrong, and really a negative action, a desire for oneself alone. But let's continue and find out the consciousness that Moses had when he got angry. Verse 146. Tachatzi Moshe itachad v'hava salik b'ma dela itachad v'iya achara u'sha'ata t'alku t'shabarichu v'moshe hinani mamtir lachem Lechem min hashamayim. Chadei Moshe v'amar v'day hashtah ahu shalimu. Bi ishtakach decha b'gine ishtakach man l'Yisrael. Kevan dechama Moshe d'yachadru l'nachta l'darga. Achara v'shailu basar v'yamre v'nafshenu katza belechem. Hach lokel amar ihaki hu hach darga dili pagim deha begine yeklun. Yisrael man b'madbera ha'ana begima v'acharon pagim v'nachshon ben aminadav pagim. Come and see. Moses was united above, and he succeeded in matters to which no other prophet was connected. When the Holy One blessed me, he told Moses, behold, I will rain bread from the heaven for you. Moses rejoiced and thought, I will now certainly acquire this perfection, since in my merit there will be manna for Israel. As soon as Moses noticed that they again descended to another level and demanded meat, saying, and our soul loathes this miserable bread, he thought, my level is deteriorated, since for my sake Israel ate manna in the desert. Now I am blemished. Aaron is blemished. And Nachshon, the son of Aminadab, is blemished. Since Aaron and Nachshon were attached to the right and left of Moses. Nachshon ben Aminadab was the leader of the tribe of Judah.
I'm trying to understand something in terms of Aaron represented the right column in that he was the priest, and Moses represented the left column in that he was a Levi. So the leader of the Yehudi, the tribe of Judah, would be Nachshon ben Aminadab, would be the central column. But Moses is the central column, so I'm having difficulty kind of putting all of this information into a structure that I can understand. Because the tribe of Judah, maybe relative to Moshe, would have been considered left column. Right now it's difficult for me to understand that. Ezrat Hashem, Hashem will reveal it to us. Verse 147. Ama ve'im kaka atose li hargeni nad harog tachashiv tana nupa umechla dila viana nachit min shemaya tihu darga ila'a lenachta. Ledarga denukba viana adif min she'ar navie alma viadamar vial ere bera'ati kamet vadai lenachta ledarga tata. Therefore, he said, and if you deal thus with me, kill me, I pray you, out of hand, since I have become as a female, which is Malchut, regarding her food, meaning with the meat that they were demanding. I came down from the heaven that is a high degree, meaning Zeranpin, due to the fact that they loathed the bread of heaven, to go down to the level of the female to the consumption of meat. Yet I am superior to all prophets of the world, since all prophets use ko in their prophecy, which is feminine. And Moses used the term zeh, which is Zeranpin, referred to as heavens. Therefore, he said, and let me not see my own wretchedness. It was surely considered like death to descend to a lower level, since descending from one level to the other level is considered for one like dying. When we read in the Zohar in various places and in other writings of the Kabbalists about the changing of a Sair, a Sar, changing of a chieftain of the angels, there are 70 nations in our world. There are 70 nations of angels, worlds of angels. Each of them has a leader, head angel. And when that nation goes down relative to another nation on earth, its leader dies. Its leader must go through a river of fire called the river Dinur. And in so doing, it's considered a death. In actuality, the angel never dies, because spirituality, there is no limitation. There's no death in the spiritual worlds. But it's considered like death to be cleansed in the river Dinur, in that river of fire. And this is what this verse is talking about. And it gives me some insights to my question about how Moshe could be the central column and yet be the left column. And it's really talking in terms of Zeranpin and Malchut relationship. Two different frames of references. And Moses said to God,
kill me, I pray you, because I'm going down by virtue of these people who are saying I don't like the manna. Give me meat. And by them deciding to lower themselves, Moses is lowered, because a leader is a reflection of the people he leads. In essence, the presidents in this world, the kings of this world, the prime ministers of this world, do not have free choice. They reflect the sentiments, the consciousness of the people that they lead. And this is really what this is talking about, this verse, all of these verses. Moses went down because the people went down. But Moses was saying, I don't like going down. I'm becoming female. I'm becoming malchut. I'm changing references. I'm changing locations. I'm changing spiritual level to a lower level, and I don't like it. And that's where his anger was coming from. That's the end of section 25. Now verse 26. Gather to me 70 men. Verse 148. Kedain vayomer Hashem el Moshe Esfa li shivim ish mezikne Yisrael ha'inun lemetan lehu mekla achara fila tehe pagim tibedarga tilach viad viatzalti min haruach asher alecha v'shamti aleichem memtet begin de'inun itachadu Besichara uva eshimsha. Leyan hara la viad vesamti alehem begin dian hara. Min shimsha kin hara vesichara ugine. Hai mechla da la atya al yada de Moshe begin dila. Eat Pegin. And Hashem said to Moses, gather to me 70 men of the elders of Israel. They are present here to be given other food that does not come from heaven, which was the level of Moses. And you will not be blemished in your level. Therefore I will take of the spirit which is upon you, and I will put it upon them. What is the reason? Because they became united with the moon, which is female, and there was a need for the sun, which is the degree of Zerampin, and the level of Moses, to illuminate upon her. Therefore, I will put it upon them, so they will shine from the sun, being the level of Moses, as the light of the moon that comes from the sun. Hence his food, meat, did not come through Moses, but rather through the 70 elders, in order that he should not become blemished and be required to decline from his level, as mentioned. So Moses knew he was going to descend, and God said, you don't have to descend. Give me 70 people, and I will elevate them, but they not to your level, but to a higher level where they could become a prophet in the frame of Malchut, high enough of a level that they can shine upon the other people. They can prophesize to the other people, but not at your level, and you won't feel, Moses won't feel, like he has declined and become female. Is there anything wrong with being female? Absolutely not.
Female just means a manifester, as opposed to a channel. The creator is male, it's active. The female creates in a frame of manifestation. The female makes it happen. They're two different parts of the same whole. But someone who is male chooses not to become female. And someone who is female chooses not to become male. We were created the way we were created for a reason. Verse 149. Zaka'ahu laka de Moshe. Deku chabarihu ba'e bikare ale ketiv yismach avicha v'yemecha v'gomer yishmach avicha daku chabarihu v'yemecha da kineset Yisrael v'tagel yolad techa da ima de Moshe diltata Kucha Berichu Rachim Le Yatir Mikol Nevi'e Alma Bila Emsa'i Kilal Diktiv Be'el Peh V'Adaber Bo V'ha Okim Na Bekama Achad. Praised is the lot of Moses, that the Holy One, blessed be he, wished his honor. About him it is written, let your father and your mother be glad. Your father is the Holy One, blessed be he, and your mother is the congregation of Israel, which is Malchut. And let her who bore you rejoice, refers to Moses' mother below. The Holy One, blessed be he, loved him more than any other prophet in the world, since his prophecy came without any intervention, as it is written, with him I speak mouth to mouth. We have explained it in several places. The different levels of consciousness of a prophet. And Moses was of the highest level of prophecy. The other prophets received their information in different ways. Some received it as a vision. Some received it as words and hearing. Some in different ways. But all of these visions were clouded. They weren't clear. Sometimes they received the images and also the explanation of the images at the same time. Sometime they received them at different sequences, which made it even more unclear. But in the case of Moshe, there was speaking, communication directly, mouth to mouth. There was, whatever he saw, he understood and didn't need to have explained. They were speaking together, the Creator and Moshe, in the frame of the language of the Sefirot. The Torah is speaking in the language of the Sefirot, but we don't see it. We see the stories, the simple veiled emphasis instead of the true essence of what's being said. Moshe was able to see the true essence. Section 27, the holy name of 11 letters. Verse 150. Vayitzvak Moshe el Hashem lemor el na refanala. Ha uknuha vehu raza dishma kadisha mechad sire advan vela ba'a moshe letzava'a yatir begin de al dide lemalka
Laba Eliat Racha Yatir Bagimel Kaf Kucha Barichu Ba'a Al Yakara de Moshe Ugakal Atar Kucha Barichu Ba'a Al Yakarehon The Tzadikaya Yatir Al Dile Uzim Na De Ate Atid Kucha Barichu Lamit Ba Elbona De Israel Me Amin Akaom Umechade Lon Dehed Bavta De Tzayon Diktivu Va'u Verinanu Bimrom Tzion Pegomer Ukdain Uvalait Tzion Goel Gitvigomer. And Moshe cried to Hashem, saying, Heal her now, El, I pray you. A very famous words, verse. Moses' sister Miriam is speaking to her brother Aaron and her brother Moshe in the tent of meeting. And she's saying to Moshe, you are hurting your wife, Zipporah. You don't pleasure her. You think these brothers and sisters have human conversation. If you listen to most people, they don't ever put these kinds of thoughts and conversations into the mouths of our leaders from the Torah. But the Torah makes very plain, our leaders are humans. Moshe separated from his wife. He used logic. He made parallels. He used some of the rules of the Torah that have come down to us. God said to the Jewish people, to the children of Israel, he said, separate from your wives for 3 days prior to the revelation of the Esther Dibrot in the Torah on Mount Sinai. Why did we have to separate from our wives? Because to reveal light, to reveal God in the world, there must be three columns, right, left, and central. And when two of the columns, the male and the female, unify, there's not three columns. Not at the level that the revelation of the Torah is at. Most of our lives, that unity of male and female is very high and is truly a goal to achieve. But at the level that Moses was at the level that God was speaking face to face, to unify with Zipporah would be a lowering of that revelation. And Zipporah, therefore, was not a happy woman. She was greatly honored. Her children loved her. She was an excellent mother. All of those things that make her fulfilled, except the physical relationships with her husband. Moses separated from Zipporah, and Miriam said, I'm a prophet. Your brother Aaron's a prophet. Why do you have to do this? It's wrong for you to do this. And Miriam was relating Lashon Hara. Miriam was relating a true story that she had heard from her sister-in-law. Is it her business that Moshe separates from his wife? Isn't it between the two of them? Should Zipporah have sought outside help? Well, sometimes people need to express their feelings of lack. Who are they to go to? Go to God. Tzipora probably could have been given that fulfillment through the revelation of light directly. I'm not saying I know, because I don't. I'm not saying what is correct and what is going on with this. But Miriam said Lashon Hara. She heard a story and repeated it. Do not go as a gossip monger among your people. Miriam came down with leprosy, that skin disease that is the result of Lashon Hara. So Miriam, as they walk out of the tent, becomes leprous, has to go to Moshe, to Aaron, her brother, to be declared a leper. And when they realize that she is a leper and she must leave the community for a week to be healed, Moshe, in his humble, merciful way, says the following 11 letters and 5 words. El na refa na la. El means God in one frame, the name of God. Na typically would be translated as please. Refa means to heal. Na, the same word again, meaning please, again, emphasizing. La means her. God, please heal her, please. The result of these 11 letters is she was immediately healed. But the process of healing still takes 7 days to manifest. A Shabbat must be gone through. The consciousness of a week, the full structure of a week, the process must be gone through. These words are said in the prayer of Yedid Nefesh, which the majority of the Jewish world says on Friday night. But the Kabbalists say it at the third meal of Shabbat, because it's a central column song. It's a central column drawing of energy. It is the energy of healing, of creating perfection. Yedid Nefesh has 4 paragraphs that start with a yud, a hey, a vav, and a hey. There are much more in the Yedid Nefesh. The whole idea of healing is in El Na Refa Na La. The whole idea of balance. This is the end of the Zohar on the parasha of Beha Adlotcha. We have been talking, teaching for an hour, so it is time to go. I remind you about next week on Tuesday at 7:45. We will continue the series Science versus Torah. Wednesday, we will be speaking of the mitzvah to
not test the prophet too much. Thursday we will be talking about Zohar in the parasha of Korach, a very interesting concealed, revealed parasha. Does anybody have any questions before I wish you Shabbat Shalom? Shabbat Shalom. Hope you all have a beautiful Shabbat. Shalom.